Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1146, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 115 cross-examination. He had not seen me for several weeks. He didn't know I was in the city. And when he saw me there on the porch, he came over to speak to me. 387 Washington Street is three doors above Glen Avenue. I saw him take the car at the corner of Glen and Washington Street. Jerome Michael, sworn for the defendant. I live in Athens. I was in Atlanta on April 26th. I took dinner at Mrs. Wolfshemer's residence at 387 Washington Street. I saw Mr. Frank upon that day between 5 minutes to 2 and 2 o'clock. I know it was that time because I had an engagement with a young lady, and I had a watch in my hand most of the time. My brother Dave had just left for the opera when Mr. Frank came up. When I first saw him, he was going toward the right-hand corner of Washington Street and Georgia Avenue, going up Georgia Avenue. I saw him and called him, and when he saw my mother standing on the porch, he came over and spoke to her. He stood on the steps of the porch. He stood there just a few minutes until the next car came. I noticed absolutely nothing unusual about him. No scratches, bruises, marks, and no nervousness. He ran up to the corner of Glen and Washington Streets and caught the Washington streetcar there going to town. Cross-examination. I had my watch in my hand about the time I saw Mr. Frank. I practice law. Mrs. Henny Wolfsheimer. Sworn for the defendant. I am the aunt of Mrs. Frank. I live at 387 Washington Street, the third house from the corner of Georgia Avenue. On April 26th, I saw Mr. Frank in front of my house. It was about 2 o'clock. We had finished dinner, which we ate at 1:30. I was not on the porch when he came up, but I walked out on the porch after he came. I did not see him catch the car as I was called in the house before he left. I saw nothing unusual about him, no nervousness or bruises or scratches. I saw no stains on his clothes, no marks or tears of any kind. Cross-examination. The time is fixed in my mind because we ate dinner at 1:30 and we had just finished. I was not looking for any scratches or bruises, but I certainly would have seen them if they had been there. I was close enough to him to have seen him.